5 or 6 hours or 6 or 7 hours before dark. He can't move his leg. There's nobody to call, nobody to notice, nobody to help. If he doesn't get off the mountain, it occurs to him it's going to get very cold and he could die. So what did he do? As he describes in the book A Leg to Stand On, he began, he says, to row himself down the mountain, which meant he would go, you know, lift, push, and descend, lift, push, and descend, lift, push. And he began to sing Yo, Heave, Ho, the Volga Boatman song. And then he switched to something called Ohne Haste, Ohne Raste, without haste, without rest. This is a Goethe lyric that was in his head, so he set it to music also, kind of his Tin Pan Alley moment. If you can be an Englishman singing a German song in Norway, and consider that a... Anyway, once he began singing, or Volga Boltmanning his way down the mountain, his muscles fell into rhythm and the tune carried him, and he says, I was musicked down the mountain. Without this synchronization of music and movement, the auditory with the motor, I would never have made my way down. Halfway down, he was rescued. He was taken to a hospital. He was flown to England. They operated. So in some poetic and mystical sense, Oliver was rescued by a song, a folk song. But there's more. Because in the English hospital, while he's recovering and he's waiting for his nerves to heal, his leg is still numb. My leg is not really part of me, he writes.